Welcome back to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm ready with Psalm 141 today. Now, it fits well with yesterday's Psalm, 140. While I grew distracted in it, in a rabbit hole of introspection, the psalm was more about the wicked actions and snares of evil persons, and David's concern and fear and frustration with that. This psalm, 141, talks about wicked actions and snares again, but specifically with words and the dangerous words and attitudes that ensnare people. And David seems genuinely scared that he's going to fall into this. So let's read it together. 141. Lord, I have called upon thee. Make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice when I call upon thee. Let my prayer be set forth as increase before thee, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to do any evil thing, to be occupied in deeds of wickedness with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat their dainties. Let the righteous smite me. It shall be a kindness. Let him reprove me, and it shall be as oil upon the head. Let not my head refuse it, for even in their wickedness shall my prayer continue. Their judges are thrown down by the sides of the rock, and they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. As when one plows and cleaves the earth, our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth. For mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. In thee do I put my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snare which they have laid for me, and from the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst that I withal escape. David has clear and immediate concern for his words, and through that, his heart. The snares of the enemy are clever, and he's tempted to, I think, speak back and answer at them, returning with a violent mouth, returning with judgment that is selfish, based solely on him rather than righteousness and truth. He wants to answer back with more unholy words, and he is concerned and praying about that. He wants God to set a watch over his mouth and over the door of his lips, and to watch his heart so that it does not go down that path in responding to their ugliness with ugliness of his own. Is that what you're concerned about? It is hard for me to remember that when I'm being attacked, or when somebody says something that isn't untrue, when I feel hurt, when I see someone else who is hurt, I need to tell them what's wrong. And David is concerned that he will overspeak and that he will consume ugliness. He needs help watching his mouth. He doesn't want evil, and he doesn't want evil dainties to speak or even to consume that ugliness. He wants it far away from him. He even needs brothers, in verse 5, to beat sense into his head. And he knows how good it would be for him to have that. He knows he'll have no lasting impression on this earth. His bones are going to be scattered before the grave. He'll have no lasting impression beyond his words. Oh, that we would not ensnare ourselves and trap ourselves in the ugliness of our own words. Let's read it again. Lord, I have called upon thee. Make haste unto me. Give ear to my voice when I call unto thee. Let my prayer be set forth as increase before thee, the lifting of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to do any evil thing, to be occupied in deeds of wickedness with men that work iniquity. O, let me not eat their dainties. Let the righteous smite me. It shall be a kindness. Let him reprove me, and it shall be as oil upon the head. Let not my head refuse it, for even in their wickedness shall my prayer continue. Their judges are thrown down by the sides of the rock, and they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. As when one plows and cleaves the earth, our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth. For mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. In thee do I put my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snare which they have laid for me, and from the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst that I withal escape. Oh, if we could just escape from the trap of the ugly words that are sent at us, and those ugly words that we want to send right back. It's a good thing to think about, to work on, and to pray for help, so that we will not be caught up in these things ourselves. Thanks, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.